You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your cars and to your homes. By the way, at the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. This is the day that the Lord have made. We are so glad to be here this morning. I tell you, you don't want to miss this broadcast this morning because we have a treat for you. Amen. Those of you that know, we have been in revival all week long. Praise God. Our little voices are just because we've been praising God. We've been glorifying God. And I want you to know God is still in the miracle business. God is still healing. He's still saving. He's still delivering. Keep your head up no matter what you're going through, because guess what? It's about time for your miracle. God is going to do it. If you can believe, God is going to do it. If you can reach up and grab it, God will do it for you. Just believe God. Listen, listen, I want to get ready to jump on in here this morning because God is going to do something for you while we are yet talking, while we are yet speaking over the airway. God is going to do it for you only if you can believe. If you can believe, listen, we're going to go to the throne of grace and then we're going to turn the pastor loose and we're going to go for what we know. I need to do a sound check. Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey.
Amen. Yeah, but we just thank God for you. Amen. Pastor Ann is going to come and take us, amen, into a word of prayer, and we're going to be right back with you.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you right now, God, we come to give you thanks, God. Not only did you allow us to wake up this morning, God, but you blessed us beyond that. It's another day, Father, that we can move our limbs, God. It's another day, God, that eyes to see. It's another day, God, that the blood yet is running warm within our veins. So what we do, we tell you thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice in. Now, God, maybe somebody woke up this morning, Father, not feeling well in their bodies. So we ask you to touch them right now.
In the
somebody
name of Jesus.
Right now, God, mind is here and there. But God, Jesus said, let this mind be in you that's also in him. So we ask you to look at those minds and heart right now.
Yes.
Look at those family, God, who are in need of you just touching and stopping by their homes, God. We know you're able.
Yes.
We know you could do all things but fail. So, Father, as the people come on this call on this morning, God, bless them, God, where you see they need to be blessed. Yes, touch where they need to be touched.
In the
We're
name
so
of Jesus.
Careful, God, to give your name honor, to give your name glory, yes, and to give your name praises. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Listen, just want you to know, amen, tonight, this is I won't say the final night because we don't know what God's going to do. We don't know. From what we think is the final night, it may be the final night that we think. But, oh, all roads, all sidewalks, all curves lead to 1219 South Street in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. And tonight, Pastor Ann will be there with us tonight. And the congregation all the way in from Charleston. Some of the saints have been here for the whole week. Some saints just coming in, and they're coming in tonight. You don't want to miss this tonight because God is going to do something for you and with you. Amen. And only if you can come in believing. Only if you come in expecting God to do something for you. And we do want to send out our condolences to all the bereaved families, those that are going through. Brother Jenkins, we send out our condolences to you and your family. Amen. And we praying for you all as y'all go through this time. Amen. Hallelujah. And Pastor Joe Robinson and his family. But we want to turn this woman of God loose so we should be able to minister to you over the phone line and minister to you over by the airways and everybody. We're so excited, Pastor, to have you in this city. Amen. We're so excited. God has been doing something all week long. Amen. I've been expecting every night. I've got everything I came for every night. It was nothing that I didn't expect God to do.
Yes, sir.
Because if we show up, we already know he's there.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Like Apostle said earlier this morning, we do apologize for our voices. That's what kind of time we've been having all week long. We were just opening our voices and praising the Lord. So if we sound kind of hoarsey this morning, I am so sorry for that. But at the same time, we came here expecting God to move.
Yes.
We really did. We did not travel over 300 miles just to come and just be in the sanctuary. We wanted to see a move from God, and he did just that. I want to say that those that came into the house this week, I want to say they were blessed.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to say they came expecting, and the Lord did do what he said he would do. But guess what? It's not over. This may be the fifth night now. Those of you who weren't able to come, there are some who came on Monday and Wednesday and Thursday. But this is the final night for this week.
Yes.
So we're asking you to come and bring somebody along. Yes, we can continue into joy. Such an atmosphere that the Lord has already presented. And those of you who may not know a I want to say this in your hearing. He is a man of God who loves God.
Yes.
Not alone with just him, but even his church, the church family. Can I say, when you walk into the church, the atmosphere has already been set. And if you come to receive, you will receive.
Yes.
And I'm sure that everybody who came along, they did just that. I know we were excited to leave Charleston. We were so excited to come when we even got the invitation. And to get here, we was not left down. We really did enjoy what the Lord has been doing every night. And we're looking forward to what else he's going to do.
Yes.
We are.
Oh, yeah. I just believe that God has divine placed this revival for this week.
Yes, sir.
And as everyone had came with you, some of the saints, and they are coming, and everyone has came from around the surrounding areas.
Yes, sir.
I do believe this, that it has been a week life-changing thing for them in their spirit.
Yes, sir.
Because on last night, you talked about the church.
The church, yeah.
The church. Yeah. And it's not per se the building.
Right.
But the church.
Itself.
We are the church itself. We That's are us. The church.
Yes, yes, sir.
The pillar, ground, and truth.
Yes, sir. And we're the only church some people are going to see, believe it or not, because not everybody's going to enter into a building. Everybody's not coming to somebody else's sanctuary, but they will see us. Yes. And hopefully when they see us, they see God. Jesus himself said, when you see me, you've seen the Father.
Yes.
So those of us who are born again and have the Holy Spirit within us, when they come, this is a church that they see now. What does your church look like? That was one of the questions. What does your church look like? I hope it represents Christ.
Yes.
This is what people need to see, not your outer.
Come on here.
Because anybody can see the outer, but what's on the inside?
Talk faster.
And when your church, the church that's in you, shows up in the building, here's the church inside the church.
Yes.
And this is what we want to see more of.
Yes.
God's church being represented, not only in a building, even outside of the building.
Yes.
On your jobs,
mm-hmm.
in your home, when you're driving down the highway, when you meet somebody in the grocery store,
yeah.
can they see God in you?
Mm.
That's a good question to ponder. Yes. Can they really see God in you?
Yes.
Often, many people want to say that, but it's not true, because mm-hmm. you know when you see them.
Yes.
So we've seen that this week. We really have seen God move, and I can say it over and over. We have really felt the presence of the
Hallelujah.
Lord. We really did. Anybody who came in, there is no denying it.
Praise God.
Listen, he is there. Not was. He is there.
Yes,
he is. Yes. No, he really is there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of witnesses on tonight.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm just not saying it. I think I got some people who will back me up. He really was there. He's there. And then when you bring him and I got him, listen, something ought to happen.
Yeah.
Something.
Did something happen this week?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
What was it for you like, Minister Moore? This is one of my ministers who came along with me as well. She's here.
I went with the expectation and received a prophecy that I will receive
the
gift that I have been desired and asked for. And I am waiting in anticipation of what the Lord is doing inside of me.
Yeah.
So I thank God for being a light, for being the church that the world can continue to see. Yeah. Thank God for my pastor to be able to be here to support her and all of Restoration Ministry.
Yes.
We thank God. Amen.
And I would like to say, where everybody can hear me, to have people travel with me from Charleston.
Oh, yes. That speak volumes.
Again, I said over 300 and some miles. You can't get somebody one time. You can't get one person sometime to go down the street. But to travel this far with me, I have Reverend Brown, who's with me.
Yes.
Fine pastor at St. Matthew's AME Church on Johns Island, part of Charleston. And I also have my other minister. Is she behind me?
No.
Home was there on the way, and have Minister Moore with me. But not only them, we have a van coming in Matter of fact, they'll be leaving in a little while. Which yeah. There's about 15 people.
Oh, more churches coming to
you. So, you know, so I see it in their presence. I am so grateful and so thankful that people see Christ in you to want to follow you.
Yeah.
Because people don't have to come to your church.
You better tell it.
But to follow you over 300 miles, that does speak volume. Mm-hmm. And I am so grateful to God that they see his light in me, because it's definitely not me.
Yes.
And to come this far and then to come here and want to have church.
Yeah.
I told Apostle earlier, we were excited to come to church.
Yes,
you don't find that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because people don't want to come to church.
Yes.
But to have people who want to come to be in God's house, that really does speak volumes. So I am so humbled by the fact that I do have people who don't mind coming to church. But when we get to church, have church.
Yes, yes.
Not come just be a wallflower.
Yeah. Pastor.
Yes, sir.
If that scripture, it comes alive. It always came alive to me when he said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with prayer. Yes. Now, I can truly say that scripture really have been fulfilled this week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It has been fulfilled this week.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Because we didn't have to come in.
No.
We didn't have to come in and pomp and pride.
No.
We didn't have to come and say, come on, lift your hands.
No.
And most of all, I've taught the members there at the Power of Faith.
Yes.
We're not going to waste time trying to bind the devil up before we can get into the presence of God.
Okay. That part.
Because we're coming in.
Yes.
As we say, to enter into his gates.
Yes.
We're not coming in to bind the devil up.
If you come ready, and this is my mindset, I'm ready before I leave home.
Yes.
I'm ready while I'm in my car driving toward where I'm going. So when I get there, I don't need to show up.
Okay.
He's already
come
with
on.
Me.
He's already
so
there.
Imagine you have 5 or 10 people. The scripture said two or three. But when we come, it's more than 2 or 3.
Okay.
And if we
Hallelujah.
Come already, and if you've already been spending time with God prior to entering to the church, it's not hard to have
it
worship
is not.
Service.
No.
Because you've already been worshiping before you got there.
Yes.
Now we just come together collectively worshiping him. It shouldn't be hard. And when we do that, some things should be happening.
I agree.
Yes.
The power's already there.
Hallelujah.
The anointing's already there. And so when
yes,
we come,
Jesus.
Some things should be happening. It should be what
Hallelujah.
Some kind of preacher can't even
preach. Can't even preach.
Mm. People come frown upon that and they think you're running away from a sermon. But listen, anybody who sits up all night, all week and prepare
yes,
a sermon
yeah.
just to have the Holy Spirit say, turn it over. Not now. I've got to
yeah.
do something else.
Yeah.
Because we say, Holy Spirit, have your way. But do we really mean that?
Mm-hmm.
Our service is not scripted.
No.
We may have a bulletin and we can follow and we can follow an order of service.
Yes.
But at any time, the Holy Spirit can come and say, this is what I want
to
do. Subject because he knows.
Yes.
He knows what the people need.
Yeah.
Even though we have we want to do, but he knows what the people need. So why not let him do just that?
That's
I'm open to that.
Yeah.
Because I'll hear when he's saying, I'll do it. I don't have a problem with that. And I make no apology for it.
Yes.
And maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I can be different. I'm all right with that.
Because we are different.
It's okay.
Because the scripture said we are peculiar people.
We really are.
We're peculiar. We're different from any
and I'm
other.
Okay with that.
Come on.
I'm okay with being different. I don't have to fit in.
That's right? it.
No, I fit in just to get in. No,
oh, okay.
I'm already in. I'm already in.
Yeah.
Because he's in me. So I don't have to be that part to get in.
No.
And if you come and ever worship with us, perhaps we may just be what you need.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
So we're so excited about tonight because we don't know what's going to happen.
Yes,
I expect him to move. I'm always in anticipation of what he's going to do. And so tonight is no different.
No.
It may just be higher.
Yes,
Every round goes higher and higher. And we're expecting that. We really are, especially when the others come in. It's one thing we
come
have
on
to
here.
Do, but the others are coming. The whole church family just started coming in. And I want to say thank you to the members who could not be with us. They were sending prayers. They were texting me. They're saying, we're covering you, Pastor. And I'm so grateful. And Apostle Watkins have took great care of us.
Thank you.
He even spoils me, y'all. He's big. I'm going to tell what to do. He may not want. He don't want the others to hear. I'm going to put it out there.
Say so.
Did everybody know he's a baker?
He is a good baker.
A 3-liter red velvet cake.
Yes.
Then he came back and did some sweet potato pie.
Sir.
So
awesome.
I'm putting it out. He does that. Yeah, he does that.
Lord.
Now, don't get jealous. Listen, because he do for me. I'm sure he has done it for you guys, too. But that's just showing grace, good hospitality. He's a very gracious man, and I just want to thank you.
Thank you.
We knew that this was all God ordained.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We knew, and we accepted the invitation.
Yes.
We're so glad we did.
Yes. I'm so excited because what God has allowed to happen within this time. Everything is for a reason.
Yes, sir.
And I'm looking at it, and I believe God because he's a man of his word.
He is.
And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do.
Absolutely.
No devil can alter it. No devil can block it. No devil can stop it because his word
is already going forth.
Yeah. He said his word will do what? Go out. And it'll accomplish what it set out to do.
Yeah.
And it won't return unto him void.
No. But it comes back to just believing.
Yeah.
This is what gets people. You know, the word has, the spoken word has come. But it comes right back to believe. And if you can just believe it, you can achieve it and it can happen.
Yes.
I think that's what stops some people. Mm-hmm. They hear the word, mm-hmm. whether it's being preached or taught, but they haven't gotten to the place where to believe. The scripture said, I believe but help my unbelief.
Unbelief, right.
So there's a place where you believe, but you need a little more of it.
Yeah.
But you can have that in God. It's as simple as say, okay, God, you said it. I'm going to believe it. And that takes faith, and everybody doesn't have that kind of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has been given a measure of faith.
Right.
But everybody don't have that type of faith. Because
mm-hmm.
that type of faith said, if God said it, that's enough for me.
That's it.
It sounds like a simple cliche, mm-hmm. but it is true. If he said it, then I'm going to believe it.
Yes.
And that's where you see the manifestation, mm-hmm. if you can believe that for yourself. And I just choose to believe. Then it's a choice.
Yeah.
I choose to believe
mm-hmm.
that
yes.
God said it. Okay, God, I may not know how, but you've already spoken.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stand on it.
Yeah.
Even if I have to stand by myself, I really would. And I've done that too.
Yeah.
And it's okay because he backs me up. And the evidence will speak for itself.
All right. Yes. It's people love this too. And I've learned that that's a personal thing.
Yeah.
And it could be for what we believe it for. Yeah. But for it to ask for me and my house.
My house is really personal.
It's me and personal. My house.
Yeah.
My house. If my wife don't want to serve him, my children don't want to serve him, it's up to me.
Yeah.
Me, I will want them to serve him.
Exactly.
I will want them to come and be a part of it.
Right.
But for me, as me and my house.
Yes. Yeah.
My hands got to praise him.
Yes, sir.
My voice has to give him glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My body has to respond to what he's saying.
Yeah.
This is our house.
And it's a choice.
Yes.
Because some may choose not to, and we have something called the free will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We he gives us that, and he does not go back on his word.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a choice. My choice is to live for him.
Yeah.
I gave him my heart and my life, and I won't take that back. And I want to come to church.
I want to.
I want to read his word.
Yes.
I want to talk to him. I do. Mm-hmm. I love praying to God.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have that kind of relationship. I want that. And not everybody wants that.
No.
We wish they would. If I could put it in a jar, so many things, if I could jar it like joy and give to people.
Yes.
But you got to have your own, because see, this is mine.
Yes.
But there's enough God for all of us. You can have it too.
Yes.
And if you have the Holy Spirit, you have it already.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing with it? And many times people are sitting on it.
Yeah.
What are you doing with the joy he gave? Where's your peace?
Wow.
Yes.
Where's yours? You can have it. I've often hear people say, oh, I want to be like you. No, you're your own individual self.
Yes.
You don't need to be like me. And if we have something in common, which is the Holy Spirit, then you have that as well.
Yes.
But what are you doing with it?
What are you doing?
Just to share it. What are you doing with the Holy Spirit? Is you letting his light shine through you?
Yes. Yes. I've learned under your ministry, Pastor Robinson, that, you know, it's everywhere you go, not just in church, especially like in my workplace. I've learned to just let his light shine. And, you know, whenever the opportunity comes where I can just give him all the praise and all the glory, I've learned to not be bashful, because I was very, very timid and wouldn't talk about the Lord. Yes. And under your ministry, I've learned to just praise his name whenever the opportunity arises, you know, and that is where my joy is allowed to shine.
Amen.
When you love something,
mm-hmm.
or somebody, you can't help yourself.
That's right.
But to talk about it.
Yes. Yes.
Want to be in their presence.
Yeah.
The gazing in their eyes.
Yes.
Yes.
The warm feeling you get. When you have that kind of love for God.
Oh, yeah.
It comes easy to talk about him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because people can gossip for hours at a time. But when you love him for real, you can't help yourself.
Yes.
You know, when you meet that special girl or boy, the butterflies you get, they do something to your physical man and your mindset till you just want to talk. Listen, you can sit in their presence and ain't nobody saying nothing. Two people on the phone, I love you, though, I love you. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. Because you remember that? But imagine having that kind of feeling toward our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
When you love God that much,
I can't help myself. I really do. God. I want to tell somebody about him. Yes. I want to tell him, you know, he really is a good God.
Yeah.
No, listen. If I was a praise dancer, I'd express it in my praises. I'm not, so you I can't. But I speak.
I don't know about that.
I'll do my hands.
I don't know about you. A praise dancer. If you was a praise dancer, I have to beg the difference on that one now.
Okay.
You a praise dancer.
Because he's so much in me, and I want to express myself. Yes. And it's like, how are you trying to contain that kind of affection towards
you? Can't. You can't.
Who's your everything?
You can't.
You know, you go out your way for that significant other, whomever that is, and you buy him things and you tell them things.
Yeah.
But when it comes to God, shouldn't it be even more? Shouldn't it be even more, Andrea? Shouldn't it be more? You know, God, I love you so much. Yes. I live for you.
Yes.
Anybody, I'll talk to a tree for standing there long enough.
Okay.
How good God is. Yes. I really would. So when we have that, it isn't hard to talk about him.
No.
And I don't understand. When people of God, Christians, got their lips sheets closed up, sealed up, they don't want to say, well, do you really have him?
That's why he said, make known his deeds among the people.
Mm.
If we don't make his deeds known, who's going to do it?
Right.
If we don't magnify his name, because we're the church, as you said, you can't even talk about the Holy Ghost. And this was that's what's wrong now.
Yeah.
The church don't have the Holy Ghost like it was given on the day of Pentecost. Yeah. Because the Bible said it came in like a mighty rushing wind. And it sat on them.
Well, let me ask you. If you're outside and all of a sudden this heavy wind came, doesn't it do something to
you? It does something to you.
Has anybody ever tried to walk
in the wind
when it's so windy?
Doesn't it do something to you?
So if that's kind of what they're trying to compare it to, as if a mighty rushing wind comes in, how could you be the same?
Yes.
So when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, what was once dead is now alive because God's power was in us. How can you be still? And I'm not, listen, when you hear this, when we talk about people who are more concerned in their praise, you got people because of their personality, they may tend to sit quiet, and it's okay because there's a time to be quiet.
Yes,
there's a time to be reserved.
Yes,
but if you ever touch fire,
yes,
has anybody ever got burned and just said, oh.
No?
I mean, have you really touched fire and not feel the effect of
Come
it?
Come on, no.
So when the Holy Spirit comes into our heart, you can even sit. You can. It makes you cry.
Yeah.
Sometimes tears will
come. It do something.
Sometimes this is a joyous thing. He says, let everything that has
breath praise the Lord. Yes.
So what do you do? What kind of praise do you have? It may be the waving of the hand.
Yes.
It just may be. Me, I just use everything I got.
Everything.
For me.
Yes.
Everything I got. That means I open up my mouth.
Yes.
That means if I give you a hug, my hands move, my feet. I'm not a still person.
Yes.
I'm not, and I don't apologize. Just don't sit by me.
That's right.
Because I'm not going to keep still. I might as well. I'm not going to keep still.
Yes. No.
And I don't want to, because I've worked with being in the health field for almost 43 years. I've worked with people who are paralyzed.
Yes.
I've worked with comatose people. I've worked with people who wish they can move, who've had stroke and cannot move their limbs like they want to. I don't have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I can move my, and some wish they could, and there are many of us who can, and we choose not to.
Right.
When will you move what you have before you lose what you got?
Correct. It got to. It's impossible to sit on fire, as you said. It's impossible to. You're the church, and you come to the church and meet other churches, and we come together.
Yes.
Because my mind go back all this week, and when you were talking about it, about the Holy Ghost, my mind go back to when Peter and John was on their way into the temple at the ninth hour of prayer. And this man was there. And he was looking up on everyone that went in there.
Yes.
They were the church. They were on their way into the temple to pray, but they didn't receive. He didn't receive nothing from them until the real church came.
Showed up. All right.
Peter and John came, and he fastened his eyes up on them, expecting to receive something from them.
Yeah.
And Peter said, silver and gold have I not.
Not.
But
and that's what we have. And that's what we offer to people.
Yes.
We offer God to them. Again, this is all some people going to see.
That's all.
Our church.
Yes.
Get away from that mirror.
how our building looks. All they're going to see is you because we represent God. We're ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We represent God. That's the only church people going to see on your job.
Mm.
But then if your church light is dim, there's no light, how can they see the church?
They can't see it.
Problem.
So if there's no church in you, what can you tell somebody else? Jesus said, upon this rock, Peter, and I said it on last night.
She did.
Come on, Bill. Upon this rock.
Yes.
On this rock.
Yes.
He wasn't talking about a mere building. Peter was standing on the truth. Peter saw who Jesus was that came straight from God. That's where the church started, the truth. And we who are walking, talking, we are that church. We're the truth. We tell somebody, the wages of sin is death.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But the gift of God is eternal life.
Is eternal life.
Is eternal life.
Yes.
This is what we tell people.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing with your church?
What are you doing with your church?
Oh, where is your church?
Where is your church?
Where is it? I'm not talking now. I'm 2430 Ashley River Road.
No,
that's not the church. I'm not talking about 7860 Expedition Drive.
Yes.
Where is my church? Right here.
Right here.
Right here.
Yeah.
Right here. Isn't that where you're supposed to be?
Yes.
Yes.
Because he said, Pastor, he said he's coming back for a church.
A church.
Without a spot or wrinkle. So it ain't that.
People think that actual building. It's not that building he's talking about. It's not the building.
Yes.
It's your building.
Yes.
That sanctuary.
Yes.
Us. You wait to get there to get. No, he starts right within you.
In you.
This is where it's at.
Yes.
Oh, taste and see.
Yes. All right. Yes. All right. Come on here.
Listen, he really is good.
Yes.
I can say it as he really is good. No, he really is good. How do I know? Because I've tried him.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't go by what my grandmama said.
Yeah.
She said a lot. Or my mom, but I tried him for myself at 16 and hadn't changed. He hadn't changed a bit.
No.
The same yesterday, today, forever.
Yeah.
He's still the same. We may go through changes, but he hasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He hasn't. So we're so excited about tonight because I don't know what he's going to do. I just know he's going to do something again.
Yes.
He's going to do it again.
How are you going to do it again?
He did it on Monday.
Yes.
All right.
Kept going on Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Went slide through Wednesday.
Yes, he did.
And stop again on Thursday night. Coming back again on Friday.
Yes.
This is it, the fifth night. Something happened with number five.
Yes.
Oh, the fifth night, he's coming.
Come on.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
We are ready.
We are ready.
How about you, people in Radio Land?
Come on.
We're ready.
Yes.
Come on out to church. There's a table spread already.
Yes. Okay.
There is a feast going on.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I want you to be a part of it.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah.
You have an open invitation.
You might say, I just tuned into the radio broadcast.
That's okay.
And what was the address? Guess what?
1219 South Street.
South Street. That's it.
Located in the beautiful city of Titusville.
Yes.
Again, you can come by Uber. Either you can come.
Just get here.
You can come by skate.
Just get here.
Come on the bicycle.
just get here.
Yeah.
Get here.
Because, Pastor, I'm reminded when Jesus was in this in the house teaching.
Yes.
And it was so crowded.
Yeah.
It was so crowded. They couldn't get in by the door. They couldn't get in by the windows.
Yes.
They could, but they needed something from God.
Come on with it.
So they were so determined.
Yes.
They were so, that the church, I'm going to say, they were so determined to get him into the church.
Yes.
Not the building. Mm-mm. Because they said, wait a minute. We're going to get in here one way or the other.
The other.
If that was left up to some of us now, these new churches, they're too crowded. They ain't got no room. I'm going to go back home.
I'm
going to give up.
No.
They said, we're going on this roof.
Come on.
And we're going to tear this roof up.
Yeah.
And we're going to let him down. He didn't let him down on the side of Jesus.
Yeah.
In the back of, they let him down in the front of Jesus.
Yes.
And he said, and when he saw their faith,
come on.
You got to be determined. Yes. That's what moved God.
Exactly.
The church.
Yeah.
When the church get into the spot in the place that we're supposed to be, as you're saying, we'll see a number move of God.
We'll see it.
We will see the, my God.
We'll see it.
It's not church doctrine. We will see
not
the apostolic.
Theology. No, come on.
We will see the prophetic gifts.
All of it.
People will get healed.
All of it.
They will get delivered. Yeah. They will get set free.
Hallelujah.
God has eyes.
Yes, Lord.
Cancer, AIDS. They will die.
It's supposed to
church.
Happen, Apostle. It's supposed to happen. You can't come into his presence and remain the same.
Correct.
No.
How can you be around that much power?
Correct.
How can you, even if you come in one way, something's supposed
something
to happen
going
when you get around that kind of atmosphere.
Y'all. Yes.
You cannot be the same anymore. Even Moses himself, when he left that scene, from that bush there,
come
he changed
something. He changed
his appearance. Yes. So you cannot be in his presence and remain the same. And if you can just believe, again, when you said they come into churches, well, if I got to stand in the hallway, I will.
Yes. Yeah.
If I got to stand outside the window, I will. Yeah. I just need to be there
just
where
let
Jesus
me get there. Yes.
Where what's going on about get him, I need presence. To be in that place. Yes. Because, listen, those who cannot come, seeing it on Facebook is not the same.
It's not the same.